Blog Talk Radio. what Jah has done for I.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet. Mizmor Le'Asaf.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty. The mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El. 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods. The gods.
Bekerev Elohim
Yishpot.
Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all nations. Inherit all
nations. I'm gonna testify.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor pevet,
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim nitzav ba'adat el, 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 el.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim yishkot.
Study this I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat. And here is the Shilshi, the third Aliyah for this Torah portion, reading and feeding, picking up at verse 7. And if thy oblation be a mincha, meal offering, bacon, in the frying pan it shall be made of fine flour with oil. And thou shalt bring the meal offering that is made of these things, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And when it is presented to HaKohen, the priest, he shall bring it to HaMizbeach, the altar. And HaKohen, the priest, shall take from the mincha, meal offering, a memorial thereof, and shall burn it upon the altar. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And that which is left of the mincha, meal offering, shall be Aharon's, Ubanayu, and his sons. It is a thing most holy, most isla, most set apart of the offerings of the Yahweh made by fire. No mincha, no meal offering which ye, y'all, shall bring la Yahuwah to Jehovah shall be made with leaven yeast. For ye, for y'all, shall burn no leaven yeast, nor any honey in any offering of the Yahweh made by fire. As for the oblation of the first fruits, ye, y'all, shall offer them la Yahuwah to Jehovah, but they shall not be burnt on HaMizbeach, the altar, for a sweet savor. And every oblation of thy mincha, meal offering, shalt thou season with salt. Neither shalt thou suffer the salt of the covenant of Eloheka, thy Elohim, to be lacking from thy mincha, meal offering. With all thine offerings thou shalt offer salt. And if thou offer a mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, thou shalt offer for the mincha, meal offering, of thy first fruits, green ears of corn dried by the fire, even corn beaten out of full ears. And thou, the eye, shall put oil upon it, and lay frankincense thereon. It is a mincha, meal offering. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn the memorial of it, part of the beaten corn thereof, and part of the oil thereof, with all the frankincense thereof. It is an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. Third book of Moshe, called Leviticus chapter 3, and here at the Rebbe, the fourth aliyah for this Torah portion, this Pasha, chapter 3, the sweet savor offering, third item, the Shalamim, peace offerings, HaMoshiach, the Messiah, Christos, Christ, our peace. And if his oblation be a sacrifice of Shalamim, Dechinet, Meswa'it, peace offering, if he offer it of the herd, whether it be a male or female, Zakar or Nekebal, he shall offer it without blemish, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. And he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering, and kill it at the petach, the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And Aharon's sons, HaKohanim, the priests, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the Shalamim, peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And Aharon's Benayel's sons shall burn it on HaMizbeach, the altar, upon the burnt sacrifice, which is upon the wood, that is, on the fire. It is an offering made by fire of a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering for a sacrifice of Shalamim, Yedechinet Meswayet, peace offering, to a Gziyav Yed Zestena, the good, the generous Av, he who he be, Yahuwah, Jehovah, be of the flock, Zakar or Nekebal, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offer a lamb for his offering, then shall he offer it, Lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, and he shall lay his hand upon the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of the congregation, and Aharon's sons shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, round about upon HaMizbeach, the altar. And he shall offer of the sacrifice of the peace offering, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat thereof, and the whole rump. It shall he take off hard by the backbone, and the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. HaKohen and the priests shall burn it upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And if his offering be a goat, then he shall offer it lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah. He shall lay his hand upon the head of it and kill it before the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, and the sons of Aharon, Aaron, shall sprinkle Hadam, the blood thereof, upon HaMizbeach, the altar, round about. And he shall offer thereof his offering even, an offering made by fire, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, the fat that covereth the inwards, and all the fat that is upon the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is upon them, which is by the flanks, and the caul above the liver with the kidneys, it shall he take away. And HaKohen, the priest, shall burn them upon HaMizbeach, the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire for a sweet savor. All the fat is the Yahweh's. It shall be a perpetual statute for your generations throughout all your dwellings, that ye, that y'all eat neither fat nor blood. Blood. Blood, 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 blood.
Babylon burning, Babylon burning, Babylon burning. They have no water. Fire.
Jabka Production. What it is? Rise the all nation. Jabka man. Alongside nature man. Been even in one. Dance about chant and cover. This is the man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Judgment from Babylon.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Sure, man.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my worship Satan, me have to call unto the Almighty One, test the song. Oh, when me look at me see pagan, look at the great tribulation, look at my worship Satan, me have to call unto the Almighty One, tell the song. Tell the Lord, I'm light and I'm salvation. In the God me trust, me not fear no man, and Jesus said this is the that fear I stand, and all the wrong I think in stand. Yeah, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Judgment.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Chapter man outside ninja man with new collaboration. Number one in a radio station. Cry I don't know that a real foundation. Celebration, boom. Bad side them to pull up selector. When they come again, that's a lyrical culture. We no like bad man, we burn Babylon. Tell the whole of them a must understand.
Yeah, come on.
Every time we keep the fire blazing.
Hotter.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Listen to Islam.
Every time we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Balls, fire, fire.
fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart a gut. Ball, fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away me, say me have a ball. Fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, now with them one heart a gut. Ball, fire, fire bad blood. Burn Babylon, show them love away me, you understand. Burn Babylon, now with them destruction. Burn Babylon with fornication. Burn Babylon, now with them contention. Burn Babylon, now with them confusion.
Every time we keep the fire blazing, every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon. Every time we keep the fire blazing, every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Who be it? What did they tell them all?
We keep the fire blazing.
Rise and feed the rising.
Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon.
Every time just we keep the fire blazing. Every day we burn them fire, we burn them fire Babylon.
Burn Babylon with them foolishness. Burn Babylon with them wrong direction. Burn Babylon with them fornication. Burn Babylon where you worship Satan. Burn Babylon with everything. When it comes to fire, no ask about ninja man. When it come here teaching nation, teach you right and me teach you what's wrong. Again, ball, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon with them one heart a blood. Ball, fire, fire, bad blood. Burn Babylon show them love, oh. Where them a see Babylon man take the earth from the me.
Yeah,
the sound a come from east and west, and make the summer come from north and south.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear. I tremble with fear.
Fire hot.
Indeed.
Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot. Fire hot.
Indeed, so terrifying was the sight that Moses, Musa said, I tremble with fear. Behold, look in sight. You have come to Mount Zion, and to the city of the living King of Kings, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to innumerable angels, to festal gathering, and to the assembly of the firstborn.
When I say more, you say fire. More
fire.
I'm going to testify.
Sabbatical study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Well, actually, I ask myself, and then I ask himself, because sometimes we'll ask ourselves, and we won't really get really a good answer. That's why I said, if he will have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches.
Saith to the church.
Right? Now, what's interesting about that idea of church, we have to recognize who we are. Because if we don't know who we are, we'll think that it's talking about the outer churches.
The outer churches.
Right? Or the so-called visible churches, or the building. Like even His Majesty Abuna says that the church is not merely a building, but it's the faithful fulfillment of the Christian life, of the Christ man or woman, you know, the fulfillment of the Christ man life, you know, and its requirements, and that we are the church, both in our individual capacity, right, you know, as a church or a tabernacle, even our heart and our mind, and then also as the members of the body of Christ. So as we grow in that understanding and understanding, you know, even our hearing becomes much better because we've had a change of mind, a change of the way we are thinking. But now, here in John chapter 6, where we have discipleship being tested by doctrine. See how all things work together is so interesting, because we've been speaking about the Ethiopic didiskalia, right, or the apostles' teaching, the doctrine, the teaching of the apostles, because we have a very important word right here. Let's touch on this right here, because we speak about upper room of Zion, and that was a very, you know, in spite of the enemy seeking to, you know, throw some things there, and I, you know, you just had to just fast from that, you know, and even laugh at those attempts of the enemy, you know what I mean? Because, see, there's a choice there. There's a choice there. You know, before, as he says, it puts two ways, right? So that choice, that's why when you look in this Torah portion, the third loaf of bread, as it were,
Leviticus, it begins off even in connection with the sacrifices of the Old Covenant, the principles that we're studying. It says if. It uses that word if. If a man. Right? If. So it wasn't, you see, people think that, oh, they had to, like John required it. No, when it's a if, it's your choice. Many are called, few are chosen. But it's not because he's saying, I choose you, I don't choose you. No, he gives that call even in his son. And through the angels, the messages that refer to his son and the truth and the life and the liberty and what is truth and right, right? And then people individually, upon hearing it, either they resonate with it or they resonate against it. Either they, it's that responsibility, right? And this is the interesting thing about the parables. When Christ explains the parables in that, we could say that first, you know, gospel, the gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, he says that without a parable, he does not speak to them. He did not speak to the multitudes without a parable, but to the disciples, he explained the application, the app, the inner meaning of it. So I always wondered, I was thinking about this. I said, wow, why did he do that? Well, simply put, it's because if a babe is to walk eventually or run, you know, like all of us have learned over time, you know, to do, right? The babe must first begin to crawl. So even in hearing the parable, there is, it's almost like a breaking up, because you hear this parable and you're like, what's this? This myth, this metaphor, right? This simile. What does it mean? And what some of the disciples lost track of, it seems here, especially those at John chapter 6, verse 66, right? What they lost sight of is that word that he said. They didn't keep that in their face, in front of them, before them, in their frontal lobe, in their thought, in their thinking. They said that this is a hard saying, right? Instead, they said that this is a hard saying. Who can hear? So we have discipleship here tested by doctrine in St. John chapter 6 at verse 60. Now, before that, Yeshua says to them, verily, verily. Now, in this chapter, he speaks on, it's this great discourse. It's often called the great darasha, the great sermon, the great sipket, darasha, on the bread of life. Now, what's interesting is that in the tabernacle and also in the kedase, in the liturgy, right, even in the liturgy, right, of the true church and the professing church, the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, right, the Church of His Majesty, that, but this is first of all based on the Hebrew and we can say the synagogue and the temple and the tabernacle, first there is that word, that food. Say, for example, the Torah portion. So we have three parts, the law, the prophet reading, and then the New Testament reading. So the first part, the law or the Torah, right, goes forward. And there are like usually seven readings and seven readers. At least that's the principle there. But each of these seven readings, we go through these seven readers because the seven readers are we if we apply ourselves to that discipline, right? So looking at every sabbatical, every Torah portion, that there are seven parts. The reading is like in seven parts. Now, we don't have anything right just yet where we have those readings all in one place where one can look over that one glance, but we're working on that. You know, one way to go about it is to take the common Hebrew name, and we try to keep the common Hebrew name for the Torah portions, like, for example, Vayikra, right? And that's how people would say Vayikra, like just in a plain way. It's really Vayikra, 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 right? Which means, and he called. But if you take the plain reading with the V, the double, the V, you know, the V, Vayikra, you look it up, go to the Wikipedia Parsha page, right at the summary in the table of content, it has the readings, right, the Aliyot, the readings right there. So that's what we're utilizing right now as a point of reference and just putting that forward. So we have the first part of the service, right, which is like the law, a reflection on the law, right, and the Torah portion, that food, that manna, and that daily bread from the Torah, from John Torah. Now, if you have a Scofield Study Bible, the beautiful thing is the Scofield Study Notes. So many of the notes from the Old Testament and Torah will point to areas in the New where this has been fulfilled or been plainly revealed within the life and the requirements, bringing that out even clearer to us. So if we would study it in the seven parts, right, or the seven aliyot, right? Like so on the on the Sunday, beginning with Sunday, will be that first portion, because Sunday is the first day, Monday the second day, you know, and then Tuesday the third, Wednesday the fourth, Thursday the fifth, Friday the sixth, and then we come to the Sabbath. Now, you recall when manna was first given? I find it to be interesting, manna. What is it? The manna, manna. What is it? Pray tell you. Ma, what? Na, please. I pray thee, what? What I pray thee? Manna, 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 right? So when we look at when the manna was first given,
And that was in the previous loaf of bread, Exodus, the previous book. We have when the manna was given. All right, and let's see if we can get this right here on the manna. And I hope that the item, you know, are able to follow along and just to, you know, download this or and to rewind it and, you know, where you can have it on stop pause afterwards, right? So you can go, you know, at the own pace or at a better pace so that, you know, one's legs, you know, we try not to run this too hard or too fast, as it were. But some basics, if we do, then that is basically because of maybe being excited, you know, just being just happy, you know, for this revelation and seeing this living word, right, both in its right then application, but even more so in its right now sense, right, in its right now sense. So let's go right here. I think we went a couple of chapters ahead. Yeah, it's really before the law was given right here, where explained the manna when they were hungry, the bread and the water, and it was in connection. Yeah, here it goes right here, chapter 16 of Exodus, redemption. Exodus, the book of redemption, even the black redemption, right, or the black Jew, black Israel redemption. So the third stage experience, well actually redemption, and here thirdly is experience. Seventh stage, right, the seventh stage. What is the seventh stage of the journey? Now, at the seventh stage of the journey for the children of Israel, which is likened to our seventh stage, right, of our own individual journey, right, the seventh stage of Jah journey involves hunger. A hungry man is an angry man. The belly full, but we hungry, right? So that theme there from I and I Joseph also resonates, that natural mystic, right? So at this particular point, it says, and they took their journey from Elim. Now, what's also very interesting, if you have the time and opportunity, look at the different spots that the children of Israel stayed at along their journey. Not summarize, but make a list, in the sense, a summary of all the places, right? Like right here, they're going from Elim, from a place called Elim. When you get the opportunity, look up in the metaphysical Bible, each of these places. So the metaphysical Bible then gives us that kind of inner where we can see how it resonates, you know, how it reflects, and how it even shines light on I and I life, you know, either I and I present experience, I and I past experience, or future experience, right? Because he who be who he be, right, the first power of the Trinity is, was, and is to be. You know, that's that he who be who he be, right? So in we're talking about time, right? It's both the present, but also sometimes reflecting on where you've been, like the past, and then also giving that prophetic word, right, for the future, right? So they took that journey from Elim, and all the congregation of the children of Israel, they came to the wilderness of Sin. They came to the wilderness of Sin. Now, if you read it from the English sense, it's like sin, but it's really Sin. Sin, sight, Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai, or Sinai. On the 15th day of the second month after their departing out of the land of Egypt, out of the consciousness of Mizraim, out of the consciousness of misery, Mitzrayim. And the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the children of Israel, remember Amos 9 and 7, the app for that, are ye not as the children of the Ethiopians, O children of Israel? So as we look at the children of Israel, we get a application, a revelation, even amongst the children of the Ethiopians. But the whole congregation of the children of Israel, they murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. This reminds me of how they also murmured against His Majesty and the Archbishop Basileus, right? The first Archbishop of the church that was brought out of Egypt, brought out of the Egyptian, we could say, Orthodox, you know, or the Coptic Church of Egypt, in the autocephaly, you know, where Ethiopia it was able to now select her own bishops, in other words, her own shepherd, O Shepherd of Israel. But the whole congregation of the children of Israel murmured against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. We can say that the children of Israel, right, as even we individually, you know, be wilding out. You know, they were wilding out. They you know, in the wilderness, they were murmuring. But you have to think about this. Wait, wasn't they just brought out, right? So many who he brought out of Egypt into the wilderness, he did not bring that generation because they did not trust.
They did not trust their own experience and his revelation of their experience and he who be who he be amongst them. They didn't even trust that revelation there. So that's also very important for us. It's like these things are written, as the New Testament St. Paul says, as an example for us upon whom the ends, right, upon whom the ends of the world have come, right, in these latter days and time, these end times, right, of the Gentile, this Gentile world system, but also the end times of the apostate church or the Laodicean church. We're in this seventh church age because His Majesty, Kadamawi Haile Selassie, he who has the keys of David, of Dawit, represents that sixth church, right? We can say, you know, the sixth day, you know, how this man was made on the, what, sixth day. So we have this sixth church, right? The church of brotherly love, the church of Philo or Philadelphia, right? The church of brotherly love. So here when we get to Exodus chapter 16, right? Chapter 16, it plays an important part in the development of Exodus and the second loaf of bread theme, right, that we're reflecting on even here as we're entering into a new book, right, the book of Leviticus. But this chapter 16, it is part of the wider section that is the prologue leading up to the covenant of Sinai, a part of which was the obligation of obedience and loyalty. Right, that's the root of the true royalty. Obedience, Shema'ah, hearing, right, hearing His Spirit of truth and feeling it, right, and that loyalty is the root of the true royalty, right? You know, in the kings, even in Melchizedek, right? The king of righteousness, the Melchizedek Kadamawi Haile Selassie. So the record of the wanderings in the wilderness, the wilderness is selective and not exhaustive. In other words, there are some selected points that are given here and there, but are given particularly here, the record of their wanderings. It's selective. So we have to ask ourselves, manna, and also why were these, right, these records, witness, testimony given. See, if he went through everything, wow, as His Majesty says, even in the Lutheran interview, we'll be here a very long time. It may have been arranged somewhat topically for instructional reasons, it is said in the notes, that this may have been written and arranged, right, in a topical way according to certain subject matters for instructional reasons. So there's a kind of a chronological sense, but then sometimes it's put in a sense which kind of goes out of the chronology, right, because He's taking us from the earthly, right, to the spiritual, right, or the heavenly, right, from the natural to the spiritual, from the old man, right, to that new man in the King of Kings Christ. So some describe this section, right, like Kasuto describes this section of the book as a didactic. Now, see that word didactic? I'm supposed to say, read the note right here. I said, all right, but I'm going to get to this. But I said, all right, I heard. I'll read it right there. I'm looking at the word didactic, and that's like didiscalia, right? A didactic means like to teach. You might have heard the phrase autodidact, a phrase that is used. Like people who say, this person is an autodidact. Or they might say of themselves that they are autodidacts. Well, what does autodidact mean, right? Well, autodidact, auto is self in Greek, in the Koine, and didact, you know, is the root of that is to teach. So we say the apostles teaching, the didiskalia, right? And the Ethiopic didiskalia is a point of reference that we are putting before the eyes of, especially for the church order, right? Both I and our individual church, you know, in our individual capacity as pillars, right, in His temple, and also in the collective, right, capacity and responsibility, right? So the section of this book is described as being a didactic, a teaching anthology that's arranged according to association of both context and language. Right, I think that's a good summary there from what I've studied as well, how I think you, Casito, describes this section. Right, remember, we are reflecting here on Exodus chapter 16 in the context of the manna, so we can better understand, right, and come to an overstanding of what the Messiah was bringing forward in chapter 6 of the Gospel of John. And the example that he gives of the manna in that great discourse, right, there's that great discourse that he gives in chapter 6 of John, beginning from verse 22. But prior to that, the John chapter 6 begins off with the feeding of the 5,000, right, the feeding of the 5,000. And in the feeding of the 5,000, verse 9 says, there was a lad, a young man, right there, which had 5 barley loaves. How many loaves? How many barley loaves? 5, right? As there are 5
note that there are five books of the Torah, right? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So we have these five barley loaves and two small fishes, right? And Isaiah and I, Wendell, you know, to give credit where credit is due, I give thanks that the two loaves, right, I mean the two fishes and the five loaves of Torah, right, adding to that revelation, there's also the five books of the Psalms. The books of Psalms is also in five parts, right? But then the two fishes, the first and the second advent, right? So we look at that parable, and as we grow, we get to know, right, more of Gittai Yeshus, right, more of Ha'adon Yeshua, more of the Christ of His Majesty. So in this one chapter, chapter 6, it begins off with the feeding of the 5,000. Also, we have Yeshua walking upon the sea, or walking on the water, walking on the sea. Then we have the great discourse on the bread of life. And within that great discourse on the bread of life is where he brings forward this parable to those who heard him, to the multitude, and to those who were of the general disciples. But then we find that there were some disciples that caught offense, or, you know, for hearing, they heard, but they did not understand. Therefore, they did not understand, and they fell from the overstanding, and they turned back and walked no more with him in John chapter 6, verse 66. So a sign, if you will, a rhema word of that 666, right, in a typology of principle. As you said, the Antichrist terminology often has been said to be, you know, used for anybody who don't accept Christ. So if you come to a Gentile, somebody, and they don't accept Christ, you say, oh, you Antichrist. That's not really a proper application. They're just lost, right? Even with the Jews who call themselves Jews and are not, they're the synagogue of Satan. They're a gathering, right, of opposers or downposers, right? So, yes, they oppose Christ. You see what I'm saying? But the point is right here, so did these disciples who turned back. They opposed Christ, and they walked no more because they were offended at something that Ha'adon said, that Gita said, that Adonai said, offended them. And the interesting thing is, as you study the details of it from verse 60 forward, you begin to see that Christ, he understood this. It's like he knew this, right? And as his Father, our Father, is not willing that any should perish, right? When he knew himself that his disciples murmured, they grumbled, right? Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do they murmur, grumble, complain at it? He said to them, doth this offend you? Does this scandalize? Does this scandalize you? Does this cause you to trip up, to stumble? Are you stumbling at what I'm saying here? He says, what and if y'all shall see the Son of Man, the Bane Adam, ascend up where he was before? He says in verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. Isn't it interesting that in the psalm for the Thursday, for the 17th of March, 2016, in this season, was Psalm 80, and in that psalm it speaks about quickening us. What does it mean to quicken? Make us do things in haste, real fast? No, that would be a misunderstanding. A good understanding of quicken is quicken means to cause to live, to lively up yourself, right? As Joseph said, don't be no dread, you know, lively up yourself. You see, Babylon dread this revelation of truth. So they call I and I dread, you know, and he shall have a dreadful, his name shall be dreadful and terrible among the heathen, you know, among the nations, right? So we lively up ourselves, right? So that word quickeneth means to live, to cause to live. It is the spirit, it is the spirit. His spirit, the spirit of truth, right? It is the spirit that quickeneth, that giveth life. The flesh, he says, profiteth nothing. That the flesh profiteth nothing. So he gave a parable, and he even explains in chapter 13 of Matthew. Chapter 13 is a chapter really to study because there's some principles there. You see, it's about the principles over personality, right? See, the principles, right, over personality is that the principles allow us to grow, allow us to rightly divide and explain the word, not just to another, but to ourselves, that we can receive, we can appropriate, we can chew, right? We can digest, right? The old man die, you know, so the new man can live just, right? Live receiving, as he said, to eat of his what? He said to them what? He said, verily, verily, amen, amen, Yeshua said to them and says to us, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, y'all have no life in you. You might think you're alive. They think they're in heaven, right? You know, think they're living in heaven, but they're actually living in hell, right? Whoso eateth my flesh, whoso eateth Yeshua's flesh and drinketh my blood, Yeshua's blood, hath eternal life. and I will raise him up. I will do what? I will raise him up. Humble. We humble ourselves. We humble our thinking, too, to receive his way. We should already be familiar with our way of thinking. Now put that on the side. Fast from that, as it were. He says, I will raise him up at the last day, this Tinsha'e, the resurrection, the whole point of the season as we are looking forward, looking ahead at that appointed time, right? Even in this time, in the 40 days of Yegiatah's own, right? Of the fast of Ha'adon Yeshua, right? Even in the wilderness. The what? The wilderness. The children of Israel, where do they receive manna? In the wilderness. Where are we as ethnic Israel? Predominantly in the wilderness of the Americas and the Caribbean. But where are we all in a humanity sense? We're in this wilderness, right? We're in the wilderness of our consciousness, right? So he says, for my flesh, for his flesh, Yeshua's flesh, is meat, is food, is edible indeed, truly. And my blood is drink indeed, in truth. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me. Dwelleth. This is the root of that tawahido, dwelleth, to tabernacle. He could have said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood, tabernacle. In a sense, he did say that. When you recognize that word to dwell, and even the highlight point of Exodus was about building and creating that tabernacle, right? That sanctuary, that set-apart place, so that he might dwell, even that set-apart place in our heart, right? And in our mind, right? In our mind and in our heart, that holy place, so that he might dwell. So he said, he that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me and I in him. This is an important foundation for I and I in the glory of his majesty. He that dwelleth also to Wahido, that oneness, right? He dwelleth in me, right? He dwelleth in I and I in him. So that's I and I. He said in verse 57, as the living Father, right? As the living Father, right? Up high, as the living Father have sent I, and I live. Right, I live. His liberty is by the Father. I and I liberty is by the Abba. It's to be by the Father. So he that eateth me, that eateth I, even he shall live by I. Right, so that I there. Of course, the translate the ketev, the written says me, but the kare, the kara, the vayikra, the vayikra that we call out is I. So we begin to recognize and discern the I and I. Right, the I and I right here in the gospel, in the good news. This is the bread. He says that this is the what? The bread which came down from heaven. Right, from heaven. This is why the mind was mentioning earlier, right, in the heavens in our way of thinking. Our thought, we hear it, we think on it. Right, so now that bread that comes down from heaven, right, where does it come down from? Our minds to take root in our heart, right, in the holy place, in grace, in Selassie, the chapel, right? This is that bread which came down from heaven, not as your fathers, right, not as the Israelitish patriarchs did eat manna and are dead. They ate manna, right, but there was that veil over their mind and there was that veil over their hearts. They ate manna and are dead. But Moshiach saith to I and I, and we, Rastafari, says, he that eateth of this bread shall live for Ivan, that eateth of the Christ of his majesty. This is the core, the crux, right, that explains those utterances of his majesty to us concerning Jesus Christos and his exemplary character and how we all are to do it all in our human manifest, right, to approximate that liberty, right, which is in spirit and in truth, which is in I and I mind state, I and I thoughts, I and I thinking, and in I and I heart, I and I feeling, I and I emotions, right? These things said he in the synagogue. He said it where? He said it in the synagogue, in the gathering. He said it in the gathering together, the scene agaga, right? As he taught, right? As he taught in Capernaum, as he taught in Capernaum. Now, the next section here says that discipleship is tested by doctrine. What doth this meaneth? Discipleship is tested. So if we are disciples, and we are, our discipleship is to be tested by teaching. Give us the teaching of his majesty, because we not want no devil's philosophy. The teaching of Timheret, the Ethiopic term, and the Royal Amharic term is Timheret. Timheret, the teaching, right? The teaching of his majesty, the Timheret. Now, we noted this before, and note this again, that the word Timheret, as we get into the etymology of Amharic and the Ethiopic, is closely related to the word, or to two other words, the word for mercy, right, like Meheret, right, Meheret, thank you, Ja, I just saw a third word, but two words, the word for Meheret, right? And the word for guidance, right? The word for guidance, for mercy, right? And for guidance, right? You know, for mercy and for guidance, right? Now, it's interesting. So he teaches us, you know, if you teach somebody, you know, make it an object lesson. So he made the tabernacle an object lesson for Israel so that they would accept and would receive his son, right? Would receive the Bein Ha-Elohim, right? Hayim. So discipleship tested by doctrine here in John's Gospel chapter 6 at verse 60. Let's get a time check right there. Okay, we're coming to the hour mark, and just to keep good order in this, in these gatherings, try to keep it roughly to about a 1 hour or so for this part. So we might just conclude it after about a 1 hour of a reasonment of a darasha, right? And if broadcast, take a pause for the cause, Selah moment, and then continue with a second part. If his irid be so willing, and, you know, be with I and I, and give I and I, you know, the word. They said, open I and I mouth, and he will fill it, you know, from the abundance of the heart, you know, the mouth speaketh. So discipleship tested by doctrine. John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 60. You can compare that with Matthew 8, chapter 8, verses 19 to 22. Also Matthew, chapter 10, verse 36, to get that mantra, the Christ mantra right there. A mantra that's like a protection for our mind. You know, the Lord has spoken once, you know, John spoke once, but this I've heard twice. Could we regurgitate, you know, chew the cut, as it were, reflect on it, right? Many, therefore, of his disciples, now after Christ said this about the flesh and blood, his flesh and blood, and encouraged them to eat, right, of his flesh and of his blood. Now, in the fuller portion of this great discourse, but the great discourse in itself is a meditation from the meditation from the meditation. Right, and in this season right here, right, even in connection with Leviticus, which is speaking about these sacrifices, so that we don't have a veil over our minds, you know, our thoughts. So you might be seeing that, oh, his debt is and such and such fire burn. But, oh yes, fire burn, but why did he ordain that, right, fire burn and such things? Because it was to be an object lesson, even a teaching, a mercy, right, a mercy, a grace. But here in verse 60 it says, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this, when they had shema'ed this, right, they had said, now I was thinking whether while they heard it then, were they there and this is when it happened? The scripture is not clear exactly on that, or I and I is not clear from what the scripture is revealing, but I began to think that some then didn't get it, but then some heard about it. He reasoned on something, and those who heard it, they shared it with others and say, you know, like, you know, Rabbi Yeshua is bugging out here. He's talking about eating his, you know, eating his flesh and drinking his blood, right? And then when Yeshua knew this was like the rumor, what was going on, what some of his disciples or those who came to him, because he was the Rebbe, right? He was a teacher, right? And as a teacher of the true way, they were, as his disciples, the Talmudim. Right, the Talmudim, those who were to be being instructed in the instruction. So there probably were some at the synagogue, because it kind of ends in verse 59 with these things said he in the synagogue as he taught in Capernaum. Many therefore, now therefore, like because of that, those many of those who were his disciples, when they had heard, that had heard can imply at that moment, but also can imply that when others heard it, like down, you know, down the road, as it were, when the word got out, you know, to others. It reminds me of when there used to be like the different stage shows, like the roots music and the dance hall, African love, and, you know, or certain type of sound clashes or whatever it was. And later on, people heard, oh, you heard what had happened? I was hearing about it. You got a cassette, you know, and then there were different reactions to it, right? But when some of these disciples, it says really many, actually not just some, let's keep to the word, it says many, therefore, of his disciples. Right, so there were many of his disciples, right, who had come to him to learn of this instruction, right, of the instruction of Yeshua, right, the instruction of HaMashiach, the instruction of the Bein HaElohim. When they had heard, they had this. They said, "This is a hard saying." They were like, "This is difficult," right? They said that this is a hard saying. This is difficult. Who can hear it? Who can shema it? What were they saying? On one level, they were saying, "Well, who can obey it?" I mean, who can be loyal to this? I mean, who can follow this right here? He's going to eat his flesh and drink his blood. That's cannibalism. Now, remember when Christ speaks about parables? He says, that they ask him, why do you say parables to the multitude? And he says it's because seeing they see, but they don't perceive. Hearing they hear,
right? They don't understand. But then he says to the disciples, right, does he explain the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, right? The kingdom of the Christ consciousness, the Messiah consciousness, right? Even the black Messiah mindfulness, the consciousness of Christos, Christ, the true consciousness of Christ, right? So when Yeshua, right, knew in himself that his disciples, scripture says many, murmured, spoke against and grumbled and, you know, at it, he said to them, doth this offend you? Right? Does this offend you? Now, what's interesting is that the scripture doesn't know the response. He asked them a question. You know, when they were caught out there, he asked them a question and said, does this offend you? Right? Does this cause you to stumble? Are you falling from the heretical walk and thinking? Like, you was walking with me, you was getting in, you was lively up yourself. You know, it reminded me of when the sower went forth to sow the seed, right, on different kind of ground. Right, so these don't remind me of the ones of stony ground, right, you know, where there was not much earth, right? So immediately they received the word of joy, and they endured for a time. But whenever, like, tribulation, you know, or difficulty occurred because of the word, by and by they were offended. So we see Christ using the offend, you know, saying about offend, explaining the parable of the sower, because he gave it in a parabolic type, like he's giving a parabolic type right here concerning his flesh, eating his flesh, and drinking his blood. But there's more. Stay tuned.
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 There's more.
Me feel fi try. Oh Lord, my never suffer many more as I die. Jesus will save ya with them crucified. Clean on the cross and call that crucified. Mark up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel fi cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never chance it. I not everything now. But suffer many more as I die. Jesus will save ya with them crucified. Clean on the cross and call that. But suffer many more as God die, God. Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clean on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die, God. Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clean on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die, God. Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clean on the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never chance it. I not everything, not walk, nor swim or fly. But suffer many more as God die, God. Jesus will save you with them crucified. Clean on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die, God. Jesus will save you with them crucified.
Many are calling, no? Many are calling, but few are choosing. Many of God, but few are choosing.
Never give up, you see. Never give up. Fight the fight. Walk the walk. Talk the talk. You see. Try and try and we fail. And we try and try and we fail. But what? One day we're going to conquer. Because John never fail yet. And we still have light. And we still have fight the fight. Confident in the victory. Good over evil. Yeah.
Praise
be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, Light of this world, Elect of God, Power of the Trinity, Abba Janai, we love thee. Who shall bless this new man first? Who God bless?
Hosanna,
Hosanna,
the highest praise.
the bright the morning star. The alpha and the omega, the beginning without end. Which is and which was and which is to come. I am he that liveth and he that was dead. Ooh, I'm alive again. Wa-da-da, wa-da-da, wa-da-da. Love and Hana, Hana, Hana.
All right, everybody know.
Shall bless the new man curse.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God bless.
Righteousness, we say. Every ghetto youth, stand up and play a part. Stand up for something, or you're gonna fall for anything. Listen to me. Righteousness, we say.
Live by the Torah and the wicked are gonna crumble. I be Bible. Shout up to songs and the wicked them trim.
Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9 according to the...
Psalm 86.
Mizmor pevav tefillah le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David. Le David.
Bow down thine ear, O Lord. O Lord.
Adonai, 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 Adonai,
Adonai,
Adonai, Adonai, Adonai, Adonai. Hatte Adonai oznecha aneni, 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 aneni.
For I am poor and needy, 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 poor and needy.
Ki ani ve'evyon, ani, 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 ani.
Preserve my soul, for I am holy, 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 holy.
Ki hasid, ki hasid, ki hasid, ki hasid. Shamera nafshi, ki hasid, ani, 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 ani.
O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God, O thou my God.
Atta Elohai, 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 Elohai.
Save thy servant that trusteth in thee,
that trusteth in thee, that trusteth in thee, that trusteth in thee, that trusteth in thee.
Hosha avdecha, 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 habboteya, 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 habboteya.
Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast holpen me, and comforted 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 me, and comforted
me. I'm going to testify. I
Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth, unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast holpen me, and comforted me, and comforted me.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next door to Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this,
Call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full of full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in.
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
መዝሙር 85 በቅንፍ 86 የዳዊት ጸሎት። አቤቱ ጆሮህን ወደኔ አዘንብል አድምጠኝ፣ ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝና ቅዱስ ነኝና ነፍሴን ጠብቅ። አምላኬ ሆይ አንተን የታመነውን ባሪያህን አድነው። አቤቱ ቀኑን ሁሉ ወደ አንተ ጮሃለሁና ማረኝ፣ የባሪያህን ነፍስ ደስ አሰኝ። አቤቱ ነፍሴን ወደ አንተ አነሳለሁና፣ አቤቱ አንተ መሐሪና ይቅር ባይ ነህና፣ ምሕረትህም ለሚጠሩ ሁሉ ብዙ ነውና። አቤቱ ጸሎቴን አድምጥ፣ የልመናዬንም ድምፅ ስማ፣ ትመልስልኛለህና በመከራዬ ቀን ወደ አንተ እጠራለሁ። አቤቱ ከአማልክት የሚመስልህ የለም፣ እንደ ሥራህም ያለ የለም። ያደረግካቸውም አሕዛብ ሁሉ ይመጣሉ፣ አቤቱ በፊትህም ይሰግዳሉ፣ ስምህንም ያከብራሉ። አቤቱ ድንቅ የምታደርግ አንተ ታላቅ ነህና፣ አንተም ብቻህን ታላቅ አምላክ ነህን። አቤቱ መንገድህን ምራኝ፣ በእውነትህም እሄዳለሁ። ስምህን ለመፍራት ልቤ ደስ ይለዋል። አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ በልቤ ሁሉ አመሰግንሃለሁ፣ ለዘላለምም ስምህን አከብራለሁ። ምሕረትህ በእኔ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና፣ ነፍሴንም ከታችኛይቱ ሲኦል አድነሃታልና። አቤቱ አመፀኞች በእኔ ላይ ተነስተዋል፣ የክፉዎችም ማኅበር ነፍሴን ፈለጓል፣ በፊታቸውም አላደረግሁ። አቤቱ አንተ ግን መሐሪና ሩሩህ አምላክ ነህ፣ መዓትህ የራቀ ምሕረትህም እውነትህም የበዛ። ወደ እኔ ተመልከት ማረኝ፣ ለባሪያህ ኃይልህን ስጥ፣ የሴት ባሪያህንም ልጅ አድር። ምልክትንም ለመልካም ከእኔ ጋር አድርስ፣ የሚጠሉኝ ይዩ ይፈሩም። አቤቱ አንተ ረድተኸኛልና አጽናንተኸኛልምና።
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menaj, you know. But who want the next verse with Amarik? But who want the next verse with Amarik?
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Salamta, Kaina Yistalin. Yes, let's get right into this. Mezmor Dawit, Psalm of David, today's daily psalm. Samanya Sidist, Psalm 86, the 86th psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Melchizedek, the righteous king. Karmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie. Yes, I. Samu Yit Barak, Awo, Amen. Yet Dawit, Salot, of David, prayer. superscription, the prayer of David. Yeah, David Tzelot. Yeah, David Tzelot. That's right up right here. This psalm is seen. Yeah, Mekra Gizeh Tzelot. Tzelot. Prayer of difficult times, of times of tribulation, Mekra, of trouble, of troubled time, a prayer. We say prayer in times of trouble, a prayer of troubleless times. Prayer, prayer right here. Yes, I give ear, give ear. Listen, Ab, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Spirit, the Spirit. One source in Jemralan. We begin. We begin. Kuter And, verse 1. Abetu, Jorohina, Warenea, Zenebilla, Adimat Enyim, Chigrenyana, Miskinenga. Bow thine ear, Abetu. My father's father, O father of the house, Abitu, Jorohina, Wadene, Azenabil, Azenabil, Adimat Anyan, and hear I, and pay attention to I, Adimat Anyan, Chigrenya na, Chigrenya, Chigrenya, poor, Chigrenya, trouble, the poor, Chigrenya na, and miskin, and needy, for I am poor and needy. Bow thine ear, bow down thine ear, Abitu, Joro, Jorohin, thine ear what in they, whether toward in they, as in the bill, I didn't anyum and hear, 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 pay attention to I, hear I, to grenya na, miskin nena, kuter, kuter hulet, verse 2. Kedusa nena, nesena tevik, am la kehoi, anteni atamina winna, bariahin adino. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Edus nena nesenat evik nesen, my soul, my psyche, my affections, my desires, my emotions, my act of will, my sense of self, preserve. Edus nena, for I am holy and nesenat evik, and keep my soul, preserve my soul. O thou my God, my source, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. I am like hoy antenna yetamina winna bariahina dno. Ante, the I, the pronoun, you, speaking to he who be, who he be, speaking to Amlak, Amlake, speaking to my source, Amlake, my source, hoy, oh, my source, Amlake, hoy, anten, yatamina winna, bariyahin, slika, bariyahin, your servant, bariyahin, adino, anten, yatamina win, the one who trusts, right, in ante, in you, in the I, anten, ante, anten. Point of the emphasis of the verb, we can say anten yetamenowin, tamenowin, yetamenowin, baria, baria, your slave. Yes, your slave, your servant. Bariahin, adino, save your servant that trusteth in thee. I, kuter sos. Verse 3. Abetu. Kenun hulu warante chohale hunna maren. Be merciful. Be merciful to I, Abetu. Kenun hulu. All the day, warde toward ante, the I, male. It chohale hunna maren. All the day. Kenun hulu warante chohale hunna maren. Maren. Be merciful, Mareng. Show meheret, Mareng. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Yebariahina nessa desa senyat avirtu. Nefsena wadante anesalehunna. Rejoice the soul, the suke, the psyche of thy servant. Yebariahina ness desa senyat. Make her happy. Make the soul of the eye servant, and in the truly iritical way, the eye slave. Yabariyahin. Ainai, baria. Baria. Ask the Habashas about baria. Yabariyahin nessa desa senyat. Make happy. Cause the soul of thy servant, the psyche of thy servant, to be joy, to be happy. For to the eye of it too. Nesena wada ante anesalehunna I anesa nesa esa in the Hebrew say esa nesa lift up for I lift up my psyche I lift up my affections I lift up my desires. I lift up my emotions. I lift up my act of will. I lift up myself to thee. I, male, to he who be who he be. Yes, I. Rastafari Kutel Amis. Verse 5. Abitu ante maharina ikarvainahina mihiratihima lemiyataruhulu bizunawina. For thou, Abitu, thy father, his father, oh, Ab, Abit, Abitu, ante maharina ikarvainahina. Thou art good and ready to forgive. You are merciful, mahari. Here we have of the attributes of Yod Hey, where Hey, Hebraically speaking, here we have the attributes. This part here is based on Exodus 34 and 6, the attributes of he who be who he be, Yod Hey, where Hey, Hebraically, who he be. He revealed those 13 attributes of who he be. Here we have Dawid and Dawid, Dawid has a lot. Amis, verse 5, he says, Abitu, O Father, Ante, the I, male, Maharina, Mahari, merciful, Ikrvai. You are the one who says, Ikr, let it remain, forgive, right? Leave it alone, Ikrta, right? Ikrvai, you are the saying, Nahinna. And you are good. You are good. And here we have in the royal Amharic, Nahari, merciful. Interesting, you are merciful. That's the goodness, right? That good and ready. And the one who says, Yikr, you say, yes, let it remain. Forgive. Ready to forgive, ready to pardon. Mihirat to him. And your mercy. Your male mercy, the mercy of he who be who he be, mehira to him, lemiya taruhulu vizuna wina, and your mercy for those who taru, lemiya taruhulu, hulu, all who call on thee, I, bizuna wina, is nuff, and plenteous, and nuff. Right, enough for all, right, for all who call upon the eye. Kuter Siddist, verse 6, Abitu, Selotena, Adimit, Yeliminayinim, Adimtasima. Give ear, Abitu, my father's father, O Ab of the Beit, to my prayers, Selotena, Adimit, pay attention here, really give ear. Right, really give ear, really hear, and attend to the voice, the dint of Yeliminai, and attend to the voice, the dint, the voice, word, sound, right, the sound of my Lemena, Yeliminai, and attend to the voice of my supplication. My petitions, my ask, my beseeching. Kuter Sabbat, verse 7. Timalisalinyalehina be mekrayik enawadantet ralo. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, I, for thou wilt answer me. In the day of my trouble, what ante taralo, to the eye, taralo, I will call. Kuta cement. Verse 9, Abitu, Kamalikta, Yemiya Melislih Yellem, Inda Sarahima, Yale Yellem. Among the gods, Ka Amalikt, among the gods, there is none, no one like to thee, I. Abitu, Kamalikta, Yemiya Melislih Yellem. Abitu, Kamalikta, Yemiya Melislih Yellem. Among the gods, Amalek, there is none, no one like to the eye, neither are there any works like to thy works. Inda Sirahima, Yale Yelem. Inda, like Sirah, 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 your male work. In the Sirah him, and as like your male work, Yale, one who is Yellem, Yellem, there is not. Kutar Zetang, verse 9. All nations, all peoples, nationalities, speaking about the international community, all nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, I, Abetu, my father, his father, O Av of Beit. And shall glorify Simhinim Yakaralu, shall glorify the I's name. Yadaregahacho Ahazavulu Yimetalu Abetu. Befite him, and in your presence, in your face, in your perception, befite him, Yisegdalu, Simhinim Yakaralu, Kutar Asr. Asr, verse 10. Abetu. Dinka yemitadarigante talak anehinna antema bichahinna talak amlak anehinna. For thou art great. Thou art great. Thou art important. The I is great. Ante talak. Talak anehinna. And doest wondrous things. Abetu. I, father, his father, O father of the house. Dink. Dink. It's about dink nesh. Fire burn. Abetu, I father, his father, O Ab of the Betu. Dink, yemitadarigante talak anehinna. Dink, dink, wondrous yemitadarig, what you do, ante you, the I, talak anehinna. Antem and the I, bichahinna talak amlak anehinna. Here in the Royal Amharic, it brings out the sense of, and the I, bichahin, only, only, and the I, only. Antem bichahin talak. The I is the only important, great, amlak, source, nehinna. For the I is the only great, important source. The KJV brings out, thou art God alone. But even more forcefully, in the Metzav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Karamawi, Karamawi, Haile Selassie of the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, the root of David. Antem bichahin talak, amlak, nehinna. Kuta asara and. Verse 11. Abetu men gedehinna mirain beunetehim hidalo semehinna lemefrat lebe desilewa. Teach me, teach I, and I, and I, and I, thy way, Abetu, my father's father, O father of the Beit. Men gedehin mirain, men gedehin mirain, the eyes way, the eyes, men gedih, the eyes way, men gedehin mirain, the eyes male way. And in the eyes, male truth, objective reality, I will trod. I will walk in the eye truth. Not his truth, not like his, her, everybody got it. Merain, teach I the eyes way. I will walk in the eyes truth, in the eyes objective reality. KJV has here, unite my heart, or cause my heart, yached levavi, might cause my heart to be one, to fear, to reverence, to respect. Simehin, simeh, simeh, simeh. We talk about the Shem, Shemekah, Shemekah here in the Royal Amharic. Simeh, the eyes named the Hashem. The Hashem, even Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Simehin lemefrat, to respect, respectfully speaking. Libe, libe, my heart, desilewal, my heart rejoices, is happy. My heart is happy. Kutar Asra Hulet, verse 12. Abetu amlaki hoy belibe hulu amesegin nahalo lizalemim asimehina kabralo. I will praise the eye, Abetu, my God, my source, Hailiyai, Abetu amlaki hoy belibe hulu amesegin nahalo. In my heart, belibe hulu, with all my heart, holistically speaking, amesegin nahalo, amesegin Hallo, I will praise thee, I. Yeah. Lezalalemim, lezalalemim, and forever, lezalalem, lezalalemim, and forever, for Iva simehin, simehin akaralo, and I will glorify akaralo, simehin, the I's name. for Iva. Verse 13. Mihiratihe bene lai kala kanatina nese nem katachina yitua siola dine hatalina. For great is thy mercy. For great, 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 important, great, mihirati, 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 bene lai talak natina, talak, talak, talak natina. For the eye's mercy, the eye's male mercy, mihirati, mihirati, bene lai, bene, inne, inne, I, bene lai upon I, talak, great, natina. For she is the eye, male mercy, she is great. She's great upon I. Nesenim, nesenim, and my soul, my nes, nese, 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 and my psyche, my soul, nesenim, katachinyayitu, from the lowest, since you count the Hebrew also connect with this right here, but here we're in the royal Amharic, nesenim, katachinyayitu, siol, adnehatalina. And thou, the eye, male, has delivered, Adne Hatalina has saved you, male, have saved her, my psyche, my suke, my affections, right, my desires, the seat of my affection, desires, my emotions, my act of will, my sense of self, you have saved her. Thou has delivered, have saved my soul. Nesenim katachinayi to Sheol, from the lowest Sheol, from the lowest hell, the anti-repatriation state, Adne Hatalina, you have saved her. Kuterasara Arat, verse 14. Abitu amitzenyot benelai tenestual. Yekufuochnemachivera nefsena felaguat. Besitachowem aladereguhim. Oh, God, Abetu, oh, Father. Oh, ah, Father. Ametenyoch, Abene Light, Nestual, the Ametenyoch, Ametenyoch, the lawless, the rebels, the rebellious. King James has the proud arisen against me. In the royal Amharic, the Mitzvah of Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Garmawi, Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Kuta, Asara, Rat, said, Abetu, Ametenyoch, Abene Light, Nestual. Ametenyos, the lawless against I, they're risen up. The rebels, the lawless. Yakufuoch ne machiver, nesena feleguat. And the assemblies of violent, of the kufuoch, kufu, the evil, yakufuoch ne, and the evil ones, machiver, their society, their congregation, their church. Their church, Yekufuochne Machiver Nefse, Feleguat. They seek after my soul, my psyche, Felego, 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 Feleguat. They seek after her, Nefse, Nefse, my soul. Befitachowim, and in their face, in their perception, Allah Dereguhim, they have not placed the eye male. He who be, we be, they have not placed he, but they're seeking after my soul. Asara missed verse 15. Abetu antegin maharina rechrucha amlak ne meatehe yarake mehiretehim aunetehim yebeza. But thou, the I, O Lord, art a God full of compassion and gracious, long suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth. Abetu antegin maharina rechrucha amlak ne. Ante, the eye, but the eye. However, on the other hand, right, because remember the previous verse, here, abitu, ante, but the eye. But as for the eye, speaking directly to he who be, we be, ante, to ekaziavi, had sustained the good, the generous, open-handed arm, abitu, my father, his father, the father of the house, ante again. However, on the other hand, the eye, maharina, mahari, merciful, na, rechru, 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 here, here we have this as compassion. Now remember, these are the attributes. The quote here, Hebraically speaking, at the groundation, comes from Exodus chapter 34 and 6. Here the psalmist in I 9 draws a comparison between the heartlessness, the weak-hearted and ratchet-heartedness of I 9 enemies and haters, and the graciousness of Egeziah, the sustainer of the good, the generous, the open-handed, our Father, the Shem Yeshua, the Jesus Christos, relying upon the divine clemency He and I taking courage to offer the tzelot, the prayer right here, right, which follows. Although conscious, right, that in and of I and I self we are unworthy, but in the King of Kings Christ, Ketachinam et Hanetachin Jesus Christus, Amen. Ave tu, antegin maharina rechruch amlak aneh. The I art a amlak, a source. You are not just a source, as KJV has a source. No, you are the source. You are the source. Not even just a resource. You are the amlak. You are the source of Nahari. You're merciful and rihru. Merciful. Interesting how that compares with the Hebrew Watadunai. El Rahum. Rihru. We're Hanun. Maharina. Rihru. Amlak. Ne. Me'ate. Your wrath. Your ma'at. Your ma'at, the I ma'at, yerake, is far. Your anger, your wrath, your ma'at. They talk about ma'at. And they know what ma'at is? Ma'ate, yerake, is far. Here it brings out the sense of long suffering from the Hebrew, sense of the erekapai, long nose, long winded. Ma'ate, yerake, mihiretehim, eunetehim, yebeza. And your mercy, mihiretehim. And your mercy, your truth, your objective reality, and your truth, yebeza, is enough, is plenteous. Verse 16. What are in there? Melketa marenyim, ye lebariah hailehin sit, ye sait bariahinim alich adin. Oh, turn to me and have mercy upon me, upon I. Give thy strength to thy servant and save the son of thine handmaid. Thy handmaid and the son of thy handmaid. And whether in they, to I, whether in they, temelket, pay attention. Right, and it says like apply to I, but pay attention to I. What in to melket marenyim, and have mercy upon I. What in to melket marenyim. Le bariah, and for your bariah to the I, bariah, le bariah, hayle, your power, your strength, hailehin sit, and give the eyes hail, the eyes power to the eye servant, to the eye slave even. Lebariah hailehin sit, yesed bariahin nimalij adin. Yesed of female, in that sense, of female bariahinim, your female servant, right? The servant of your female, that bringing out the sense of handmaid and lidge. Lidge, the child, Adin, save, Adin, the command, save, deliver, make Dehina, so I can say, Dehina, Gziyabi, Meskin, Kuta Hasara Sabat, verse 17. Melikatinima, le melkama kane garadrig, Yemiya, Alunya, Yua, Yifarum, Abi Tuante, Reda Tehinyalinas, in the Tehinyalinina. Ooh, show I, malikatinim, le melkam, a sign, le melkam, for good, kainegaran, with I, do it for good, a sign, and a sign for good with I. Here, the Royal Amharic really brings out that Hebrew, the Hebraic sense, the length of the Hebrew, Sefer Tehillim. But the sense right here is not so much as KJV has it, which says, show me a token for good. That's a general way, you know, malikatanim, male melkam, kainegar. When it says, it's me, here it has it perfectly, ka, Ine gar, with I, Adrig, do it. Yemiyat elun, those who hate, the haters of me, my haters, those who hate I. Yemiyat elun, you, may they see it, let them see it. They don't say, see it in them heart, you. Let them see. Let them see the milikit, right? Let them see the milikit, you know, the sign. Yitharu. And let them be afraid. Let them be afraid, Yitharu. In the he has a shame, but let them reverence. Let them reverence. Let them respect. Yifarum, you, Yifarum, Abitu. Oh, my father's father. Oh, father of the house. Ante, the I, you, speaking directly to he who be who you be. Ante, redetehnyalina. The I has, old KJV, Jamesian English sense. Thou hast hoping. You have already helped I. He's praying, but he's always saying, you've already helped I. You already helped that. Even while he's praying and asking for right now, now he said, you've already helped that. You have hoping in the old KJV sense, old Jamesian English sense, because thou, Lord, has hoping, the past sense of helping, like helping, hoping, because you have hoping thy. You have helped I, red tehnyalina, you have assisted I, as in the tehnyalina. As in the tehnyalimina, and has strengthened us in the tehnyalimina, has comforted or strengthened
Psalm 86. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. O thou my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee. Be merciful unto me, O Lord, for I cry unto thee daily. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, for unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. For thou, Lord, art good, and ready to forgive, and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee. Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer, and attend to the voice of my supplication. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me. Among the gods there is none like unto thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like unto thy works. All nations whom thou hast made shall come and worship before thee, O Lord, and shall glorify thy name. For thou art great, and doest wondrous things. Thou art God alone. Teach me thy way, O Lord. I will walk in thy truth. Unite my heart to fear thy name. I will praise thee, O Lord, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify thy name forevermore. For great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. O God, the proud are risen against me, and the assemblies of violent men have sought after my soul, and have not set thee before them. But thou, O Lord, art a God full of compassion, and gracious, long-suffering, and plenteous in mercy and truth. O turn unto me, and have mercy upon me. Give thy strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid. Show me a token for good, that they which hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because thou, Lord, hast holpen me and comforted me and comforted me and comforted me.
Mazmur Samaria Blues. Back and left Samaria Blues. Yedawit Alo. Abitu Jorohen Wadenia Zambil Admitain. ችግረኛና ምስኪን ነኝ እዱስ ነኝና ነፍሴን ጠብቅ አምላኬ ሆይ አንተን የታመነውን ባሪያህን አድነው አቤቱ ቀኑን ሁሉ ወደ አንተ ጮሃለሁና ማረኝ የባሪያህን ነፍስ ደስ አሰኝ አቤቱ ነፍሴን ወደ አንተ አነሳለሁና አቤቱ አንተ ማህሪና ይቅር ባይ ነህና ምህረትህም ለሚጠሩ ሁሉ ብዙ ነውና አቤቱ ጸሎቴን አድምጥ የልመናዬንም ድምጽ ስማ ትመልስልኛለህና በመከራዬ ቀን ወደ አንተ እጠራለሁ አቤቱ ከአማልክት የሚመስልህ የለም
እንደ ስራህም ያለ የለም ያደረካቸው ማህዛ ሁሉ ይመጣሉ አቤቱ በፊትህም ይሰግዳሉ ስምህንም ያከብራሉ አቤቱ ድንቅ የምታደርግ አንተ ታላቅ ነህና አንተም ብቻህን ታላቅ አምላክ ነህና አቤቱ መንገድህን ምራይ በእውነትህም ሄዳለሁ ስምህን ለመፍራት ልቤ ደስ ይለዋል አቤቱ አምላኬ ሆይ በልቤ ሁሉ አመሰግንሃለሁ ለዘላለምም ስምህን አከብራለሁ ምህረትህ በኔ ላይ ታላቅ ናትና ነፍሴንም ከታችኛይቱ ሲኦል አድናታለና አቤቱ አመጸኞች በኔ ላይ ተነስተዋል የክፉዎችም ማህበር ነፍሴን ፈለጓል በፊታቸውም አላደረግኩ አቤቱ አንተ ግን መሐሪና ሩሩህ አምላክ ነህ ማአትህ የራቀ ምህረትህም እውነትህም የበዛ ወደ እኔ ተመልከት ማረኝም ለባሪያህ ኃይልህን ስጥ የሴት ባሪያህንም ልጅ አድርግ ምልክትንም ለመልካም ከኔ ጋር አድርግ የሚጠሉኝ ይዩ ይፈሩም አቤቱ አንተ ረድተኸኛልና አጽናንተኸኛልምና
Electabjolet of this world. Remember now, lines of King David, Ark of the Covenant, Hebrew language, and you must, little children of the world, learn the Ashanti language, learn the ancient Hebrew language, learn the Twi, learn cuneiform, hieroglyphic, Newarpic, Temerians, learn them languages there, learn the Amharic language. You see? You see? The English language. Join your mentality.
Sirach, the prologue. King James 1611 version. The same things uttered in Hebrew and translated into another tongue have not the same force in them. Sirach.
Fully catch it on the replay. Many are calling, no? Many are called but few are choosing. Many are called but few are choosing. I was called and I was choosing.
Call in to hear the full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761.
For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, This is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear.
Evil boy, everything takes
מזמור פ"ו תפילה לדוד. הטה אדוני אוזנך ענני, כי עני ואביון אני. שמרה נפשי כי חסיד אני, הושע עבדך, אתה אלוהי הבוטח אליך. חונני אדוני, כי אליך אקרא כל היום, שמח נפש עבדך, כי אליך, אדוני, נפשי אשא. כי אתה, אדוני, טוב וסלח, ורב חסד לכל קוראיך. האזינה, אדוני, תפילתי, והקשיבה בכל תחנונותי. ביום צרתי אקראך, תפקיד בענני. אין כמוך ואלוהים אדוני, ואין כמעשיך. כל גויים אשר עשית יבואו וישתחוו לפניך אדוני, ויכבדו לשמך. כי גדול אתה ועושה נפלאות, אתה אלוהים לבדך. הורני אדוני דרכך, אהלך באמיתך, יחד לבבי ליראה שמך. הודך אדוני אלוהי בכל לבבי, ואכבדה שמך לעולם. כי חסדך גדול עלי, והצלת נפשי משאול תחתיה. אלוהים, זדים קמו עלי, ועדת עריצים ביקשו נפשי, ולא סמוך לנגדם. ואתה אדוני אל רחום וחנון, ערך אפיים ורב חסד באמת. פנה אליי וחונני, פנה עוזך לעבדך, והושיע לבין עמתך. עשה עמי אות לטובה, ויראו שונאי ויבושו, כי אתה אדוני עזרתני וניחמתני.
Psalm 86, Psalm LXXXVI. Tefillah le David, a prayer of David. Hate Yahuwah azneka neni, ki oni ve'evyon ani. Incline thine ear, O Jehovah. Hate Yahuwah azneka, and answer I neni. Ki oni ve'evyon ani, for I am poor and needy. Shamra nafshi ki yachasid ani. Hosha abdeka ata Elohai. Habot eyacha eleka. Keep my soul, for I am godly. Shamra nafshi ki chasid ani. O thou, my God, save thy servant that trusteth in thee I. Hosha abdeka ata Elohai. Habot eyacha eleka. Chaneni Adonai, ki eleka ekra kol hayom. Be gracious to I, Adonai. Chaneni Adonai, for to the I do I cry, do I shout, do I call out all the day. Ki eleka ekra kol hayom. Sameach nefesh avdeka, ki eleka Adonai. Nafshi esa, rejoice the soul of thy servant. Sameach nefesh abdeka, for to the eye, O Adonai, do I lift up my soul. Ki eleka Adonai, nafshi esa. Ki ata Adonai, tova wa salach, v'rava chesed l'kola koreka. For thou, O Adonai, art good and ready to pardon. Ki ata Adonai, tova v'salach, and plenteous in mercy to all them that call upon thee, I. With Rav Chesed Alekola Koreka. Hazina Yahua Tefilati Wehakshiva Vikola Tahinunotai. Give ear, O Jehovah. Hazina Yahua to my prayer Tefilati. Hazina Yahua Tefilati Wehakshiva Vikola Tahinunotai. And attend to the voice with hakshava b'kol of my supplications. Tachir nunotai with hakshava b'kol tachir nunotai. B'yoma saratia eka araeka kia ta'neni in the day of my trouble. B'yom sarati I call upon thee, I ekaraeka, for thou the I will answer I, kia ta neni, ein kamoka va Elohim Adonai, we ein akutma iseka, there is none, no one, like to thee I among the gods, Elohim, O Adonai. Ein kamoka ba Elohim Adonai. And there are no works like thine. We ain kuma iseka. Kol goyim asher osita. Yabuwa we ishtachuwa lefaneka Adonai. We kabduwa lishmeka. All nations whom thou the I hast made, call goyim, asher osita, shall come and prostrate themselves before the I Adonai. Yavoa wishtachua lefaneka Adonai, and they shall glorify thy name. We kabdua lishmeka, ki agadol ata. We osea nifalaot ata Elohim alibadeka, for thou the I art great, ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous things. We osea niflaot, thou the I art God, art Elohim alone, ata Elohim alibadeka. Horeni Yehova darkeka e halek ba e miteka yacheda levavia le yira shemeka. Teach I, O Jehovah. Horeni Yehova. Teach I, Jehovah, darkeka the I way e halek ba e miteka. That I may walk, that I may trod in thy truth. Yacheda levabia li'ir'ah shemeka. Make one my heart. Yacheda levabi. To fear, to reverence, to respect thy name. Li'ir'ah shemeka. Odika Adonai Elohaya b'kola levabia. Wa ikabda shimeka le'olam. I will thank, give young for eyes, as I will thank thee, I, O Adonai, O deka Adonai. I will thank the I, Adonai, my God. O deka Adonai Elohai, Hailei, with my whole heart. O deka Adonai Elohai, b'kol lebabi. And I will glorify thy name forever, forevermore, forevermore. We ikabda shimka le'olam. Ki yachasideka gadol alay. We hiyatzalta nafshiya mishola tachetiya. For great is thy mercy toward me, toward I. Ki yachasideka gadol alai, and thou hast delivered my soul. Wehitzalta nafshi, for thy eye has snatched my soul, has delivered my soul. Wehitzalta nafshi, from the lowest netherworld, the lowest sheol. Mishola tachetia, Elohim zedim kamu alai. Wa edanta aritzim. Bikshu nafshi. Wilo samuka li negdam. O Elohim. O God. O Elohim. True good, true God. The proud are risen up against me, against I. Elohim. Zedim kamu alai. And the company of violent men, wa data aritim, have sought after my soul, bikshu navshi, and have not set, willo samuka, have not set the eye, willo samuka, before them, willo samuka, linegdam. Weata Adonai, El Rahuma, we hanuna, rekapayim rave cheseda wa emet. But thou, Adonai, atah Adonai, but the I, Adonai, Adonai, art a God, a true good, an El, full of compassion and gracious. Atah Adonai, El Rahuma, Wichanun, slow to anger, Rekapayim, long nose, slow to anger, Rekapayim, with Rav Chesed, and plenteous, with Rav, in mercy, chesed, with Rab chesed, wa emet, and truth, wa emet. Pene elaya, wechaneni, tina uzeka, le avdeka, we hoshia, le ben emateka. Oh, turn to I, tina, turn to I, oh, turn to I. Pene elai, turn to I, pene elai. And be gracious to me, wichaneni, pene helaya, wichaneni, give, tina, give thy strength, tina uzeka, give thy strength to thy servant, tina uzeka le'avdeka, and save the son of thy handmaid, wehoshia le'benai mateka. Ese imi ota litova we yerua sonaya we yeboshu ki atah Yahua izartani we nihamtani work ese work in my behalf ese imi ese imi work in my behalf assign ese imi ot. Ot a sign litova for good. Isay me ot a litova that they that hate me may see it. With yeru sonai that they who hate I may see it the haters of I. With yeru sonai with yeboshu and be put to shame. With yeboshu with yeboshu with yeru sonai with yeboshu. Kiata Yahua izartani we nihamtani because thou O Jehovah Kiata Yahua for the I O he who be who ye be Jehovah Kiata Yahua has helped me izartani and comforted me we nihamtani
מזמור פ' ו' תפילה לדוד. הטה אדוני אוזנך ענני, כי עני ואביון אני. שמרה נפשי כי חסיד אני, הושע עבדך, אתה אלוהי הבוטח אליך. חונני אדוני, כי אליך אקרא כל היום, שמח נפש עבדך, כי אליך אדוני נפשי אשא. כי אתה אדוני טוב וסלח, ורב חסד לכל קוראיך. האזינה אדוני תפילתי, והקשיבה בכל תחנונותי. ביום צרתי אקראך, כי תענני. אין כמוך ואלוהים אדוני, ואין כמעשיך. כל גויים אשר עשית יבואו וישתחוו לפניך אדוני, ויכבדו לשמך. כי גדול אתה ועושה נפלאות, אתה אלוהים לבדך. הורני אדוני דרכך, אהלך באמיתך, יחד לבבי ליראה שמך. עודך אדוני אלוהי בכל לבבי, ואכבדה שמך לעולם, כי חסדך גדול עלי, והצלת נפשי משאול תחתיה. אלוהים, זדים קמו עלי, ועדת עריצים ביקשו נפשי, ולא סמוך לנגדם. ואתה, אדוני, אל רחום וחנון, ערך אפיים ורב חסד ואמת, פנה אלי וחונני, תנע עוזך לעבדך, והושיע לבין אמתך. עשה עמי אות לטובה, ויראו שונאי ויבושו, כי אתה, אדוני, עזרתני וניחמתני.
Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little.
Pun in the Hebrew, the hard and the soft sounds. First verse we have, Heite Yahuwah Azneka, Heite Yahuwah Azneka Eneni Ki Ani Ve Elyon Ani, Heite Yahuwah Azneka, Heite Yahuwah Azneka Eneni Ki Ani with Ebion Ani. So we have two oins. We have Eneni, Eneni, answer I, Eneni, and Ki Ani, Ki Ani, Ki Ani. Because it says, okay, and it says, bow down your ear, bow down that ear, like bow down that ear and hear the implied meaning right here in the first verse. And this is Dawid, David, Tefillah, that David strengthens his prayer by the consciousness of his religion, or haimanot, by the consciousness of his living faith. The English KJV, a prayer of David, bow down thine ear. So from the nata, to stretch or to spread, by the implication to bend away, bow down thine ear. And the ear in the Hebrew is the ozen, from the broadness, concretely the ear, ozen. Now in the pointing right here, so we have, bow down thine ear, O Lord, Hashem, Adonai, bow down thy ear, Hashem, hear me. Now the hear me, the H6030, is the anna. Now this is a prime root archaic. Literally, it actually means to eye. The word anna. It also generally means to heed in the sense of paying attention. By implication is to respond. Look at the root word anna. So it's the oin. Oin, not aleph. So we have the oin, not aleph. So there's the hard and the soft, the sound, the soft and the harder sound. So we have to eye, to heed, to pay attention, to respond. Also by extension, to begin to speak. Specifically, the anna is the H6030, means to sing, to shout, to testify, to announce. Now, in the context here, it says, O Lord, Hashem, hear me. It has the implication of answer. answer I. For I, italics, am, the am is not really there, so it would more read directly, for I, poor and needy. For I, poor and needy. The implication for I am poor and needy. So we have the first, this first verse right here of Psalm 86, Psalm 86. Tefillah ledawid, tefillah ledawid. Hey, Yahuwah Aznika. Some might point it as, Hey, Yahuwah Oznika. Hey, Yahuwah Oznika. Neni. We don't say that aneni or ineni because it's an ayin. Now, what's interesting is this. We have two ayins, the hard A sound, and two aleph, the soft, by comparison, A sound. So we have eneni ki ani we ebion ani. So the ebion ani, and then we have the eneni ki ani. Eneni, that's connected actually with the first part of the verse. So we have Hete Yahuwah Aznika Eneni Ki Ani We Ebion. Ani We Ebion. Poor Ani, or some point as Oni. Ki Oni We Ebion. Ani. Ki Oni We Ebion. Ani. So we have Ani, the personal pronoun I. Ani. Aleph, Nun, Yod. Ani, with the patah. Right? Ani. Right? We have the Ani. Ki, Ani. So we have Ki, Ani. So we have the Ani. And then we have the Ani. So this proves that they both could not have the same sound. Otherwise, one in hearing it would not be able to distinguish one particular sound from the next. So this is one reason why I won't call it stress it, but we emphasize, right? Enunciate, the enunciation and the emphasis. Tefillah le Dawid. Hey teh, Yahuwah, Aznika, Eneni. Ki, Ani, We, Ebion, Ani. Ki ani w ebion. Ebion. So we have poor ani, ki for poor and needy. For I am poor and needy. Ki ani w ebion. Ki ani w ebion. So they both have an A sound, but one is a harder A sound and one is a softer A sound. So we have the aleph, the contrast between the aleph and the oin. Aleph oin. Eneni. Some might say aneni, but what is eneni? So we have a few aleph. Actually, we have aznika, ear, incline thy ear. Hey teh, Yahuwah. Or some would pronounce it as hey teh, Yahuwah, aznika. Hey teh, Yahuwah, oznika. Neni ki ani we ebion ani. So it's like two hards and then two softs. And it's kind of interesting for the reader, the speaker, and going over it and practicing, right? The word sound power. Het Yahuwah aznika. Het Yahuwah aznika. Eneni ki oni we ebion ani. Eneni ki oni we ebion ani. So even though oni and ani sounds similar because of that emphasis to distinguish the oin from the aleph, brings out the nuance of the word sound and power. Tefillah ledawi. Hey, Yahuwah aznika. Eneni ki ani we ebion ani. Ki ani webion ani. Ani.
For with stammering lips and another tongue. For with stammering lips, with stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, and stammering lips, for with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue, to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak to this place, speak. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they would not hear, would not hear, would not hear, would not hear.
And here, here, a midrash, a study on today's psalm, according to the royal order, after the order of the Ethiopian Hebrews. Here, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Pei Wow, Pei Wow, Mizmor Pei Vav, Psalm 86. Here, 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 Mizmor Pei Wow, Tefila LeDawid, Hatei Yahuwah Hazneka Enei, a prayer of David, a prayer of David, a prayer of David. Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me. Hear, 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 opening verse. The Aleph, the first verse. Mizmor Fei Wow. Tefila lit David. A prayer. Tefila lit David of David. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka Ineni. Bow down thine ear. Hatei Yahuwah. Bow down thine ear, O he who be who he be. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka. Incline. Hatei Yahuwah. O he who be who he be. O Jehovah. Azneka. 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 Thy ear. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka. Eneni. And answer I. Eneni. And hear I. Tefillah LeDawid. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka. Enei, Rav Lewi, Levi said, at the time that he had to leave the earth, the farewell bracha, the farewell blessing that Moshe gave to Yehuda was, as scripture says, according to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, and this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. And this is the blessing of Judah. Hear, Lord, the voice of Judah. Wazot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'ah Yahuwah kol Yehuda. And this, wazot, and this li Yehuda, of, for Yehuda, for Judah. Wazot li Yehuda, vayomar, and he said, vayomar shema'ah Yahuwah. Hear, O he who be who ye be, shema'ah Yahuwah. Hear, O Jehovah, call the voice, call Yehuda, the voice of Yehuda, the voice of Judah. Wizot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'ah Yahuwah, call Yehuda. And therefore, David was entitled to say, Hatei Yahuwah, azneka ineni, bow down, incline, Hatei Yahuwah, O Jehovah. Hova Azneka, thine ear, Eneni, and answer I, and hear I. Hatei Yahuwah Azneka, Eneni. And here, here, Midrash note, where it reads, and therefore David, and therefore David, the Midrash note, on Mizmor Seiwau, Psalm 86, therefore David, he was of the tribe of Yehuda. He was of the tribe of Judah. Connection here with Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 33, verse 7, that reads, Wazot li Yehuda, vayomar shema'ah Yahuwah, kol Yehuda. And this, for of Judah, this is the blessing of Yehuda. Hear, O Yahuwah, O he who be who ye be, O Jehovah, the voice of Yehuda. Therefore, David, who was of the tribe of Judah, was entitled to say, Hatei Yahuwah Azneka Eneni, bow down thine ear, incline thine ear, O Jehovah, hear me, hear I, answer Eneni, Eneni, answer, Eneni, answer I. Keep my soul, for I am holy. Hear, 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 today's psalm, Mizmor Pei Wow, Mizmor Pei Vav, Psalm 86, the Beit verse, the first part of the second verse, where it reads, keep my soul, for I am holy. Shamra nafshi. Kiya chasid ani. Keep my soul. Shamra nafshi. Keep her. Keep she. Keep my psyche. Keep my soul. Shamra nafshi. For I am holy. For I am chasid. I am goodly. I am godly. Ki chasid ani. Shamra nafshi. Ki chasid ani. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One, blessed be He, called Himself Kadosh, called Himself holy, called Himself set apart. As it is said, even in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12, where it reads, For I am holy, saith the Lord. And here, Jeremiah chapter 3, here, verse 12, the fuller verse. Haloka we karata eta hadbarim haele safona we amarta shuva Yisrael nuum Yahua lo apila panaya bachem ki chasida ni nuum Yahua lo et or le olam. Hear the fuller verse. Go and proclaim these words towards the north. Halok, go, we karata, and proclaim and recite etta hadibarim, the words ha'ele, etta hadibarim ha'ele, these words, debarim ha'ele, hadibarim ha'ele, these words, tzafona, tzafona, towards the tzafon, towards the tzafon, the tzafon, the north, tzafona in the direction of the north, we amarta, and say, we amarta, shuba, mishuba, Shuba, return, Mishuba, Yisrael, return, Shuba, Mishuba, thou backsliding, Yisrael, thou backsliding, Israel, Nuum, Yahuwah, saith the oracle, Nuum, of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of He who be, who He be, Lo apil, Panaya bakem, I will not frown upon you, I will not frown my face, to say, my face. Now here in the KJV, it reads like this. It says, go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return thou backsliding Israel, saith Yahuwah, and I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you, or bringing out the Hebraic sense of it, lo apil panai bakem, I will not frown upon you, I will not frown upon y'all. Literally in the Hebrew, this here, lo apil panai bakem means I will not cause my face to fall. I will not cause my face to fall, the sense of I will not frown upon you. Lo apil panai, lo apil, and not falling panai, my face, bakem, against you all. KJV brings out, I will not cause mine anger to fall upon you. But Hebraically, panai is face. I will not cause my face to fall, which is paraphrased in the RV, the Revised Version, as I will not look in anger upon you. More like I will not look in disappointment. Lo apil, not to fall, panai, my face, bakem. Ki chasid ani anum Yahuwah. Here from the Hebrew translation, For I am merciful, saith he who be, who ye be, ki, chasid. This is the key word, chasid. The word chasid, in some places, in some cases in the KJV, is translated as holy. So from the Midrash note, when we said, right here, that HaKadosh, the Holy One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, called Himself holy, we said Kadosh. Now Kadosh, set apart, is the usual word for holy. Even as the angels and the seraphim chant, Kadosh, 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 holy, 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 or Kedus, Kedus, Kedus. Now here, the quote, reference to Yeremiah, Ermias, Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12, where it reads, For I am holy. So usually this would be Kadosh, Kadosh, Hebraically. But here from Yeremiahu, bringing out the reasonment connected with the Midrash, the study on today's Psalm, Mizmor, Say, wow, Psalm 86, first part of the second verse, which reads, Shamra nafshi, ki chasid ani. Some translators translate and bring out the sense of holy. For example, the King James Version. In the KJV translation of today's daily psalm, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews after Order of Melchizedek, here, Psalm 86, according to KJV, it says, "Preserve my soul, for I am holy." So just a note to the Talmudim and the Chabarim and the disciples and associates. In some places in English, when they translate holy from the Hebrew, it may be from the Kadasha root, the Kadasha, we have Kadosh, that root there. Other times, like here, and in other Psalms, when the KJV brings out holy, the underlying Hebrew word is chassid, as we have in today's Psalm Ki, chassid ani, which may be and has been translated as for ki chassid, holy in some translation, chassid ani, I, ki chassid ani. The Hebrew chassid is one, brings up the center, one who loves Elohim and is therefore deserving of his love, chassid. Chassid is a very, very interesting Hebraic word. It's related to holy, those who have received of his grace and his mercy, the chassid, the chassidi. Here, David says, Shamra nafshi, save her, save my soul. Shamra, guard, hedge about, nafshi, my soul. Ki, because chassid, ani, for I am chassid. As we have in Hebrew, chesed. Chesed sometimes being brought out in the translation as mercy. Elsewhere in the translation to English being brought out as loving kindness. So chesed, his loving kindness, chassido, his loving kindness, mercy, the sense of grace Hebraically, for I am one who has received and seek to live my life and live it to as worthy of thy grace. In some areas, this word chassid, referring to the person, individual, the chassidim, the ones and ones who are chassid, refers to those who have received of his mercy, who have received of his loving kindness, who have received of his grace. In a Hebraic sense, the saints. Chassid is a saint. Thus, here in the Sefer Tehillim, in the Psalter, Hebraically brought out as, for I am godly. Brings out the sense, for I am, the translator, for I am godly. So here, building on this point, just clarifying two particular words, kadosh, holy, and chassid. Sometimes translator will translate one for the other or the other for one, and not always consistently. But here, in this midrash note here, on today's Psalm, Psalm 86, at the Beit, the second verse, the first part of the verse, Shamra nafshi, ki chassid ani, keep my soul, guard about my soul, for I am chassid. I am chassid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called himself chassid. Called himself chassid. As is said, for I am chassid, saith Yahuwah, saith Jehovah. Even here, in Yirmiyahu, in Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 12. Halok wa karata. Eta hadebarim haele, safona, wemarta, shuba, mishuba yisrael num yahuwah, loa pila panaya bakem, ki chassid ani num yahuwah, loa etora le olam. Here, translator brings out, for I am merciful, saith he who be who he be, num yahuwah, the oracle, the num, the oracle of he who be who he be, ki chassid ani. For he who he be, says, for I am chassid, ki chassid ani. And here, in today's psalm, Psalm 86, verse 2, shamra nafshi, ki chassid ani. But for David, for David, to call himself chassid, holy, or more correctly, saintly, a saint, a set-apart one, to receive he who be who he be's mercy, grace, loving-kindness. Rav Abba explained in the name of Rav Iskindri Alexandri, any man who remains silent when he hears himself reviled, even though he has at hand the means to strike back, becomes a partner of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be He, who, likewise remains silent as he hears the nations of the earth, the Goye Ha'aretz, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane revile him to his face. So, when David heard himself revile, but remained silent, he could say, keep my soul, for I am Hasid. Shamra nafshi, ki Hasid ani. Be merciful to me, to I, O Lord, for to thee, to the I, do I cry out all the day. Hear. Today's Psalm 86, the Gamel, the third, the Gimel verse. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. Be gracious to me, to I. Chaneni, chaneni, chan, chen, grace, ani, to I. Chaneni Adonai, 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 chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. For to the I, ki aleka, for, ki aleka, ekra, ekra. I cry, ekra, I call out, I shout out, the sense of I call out, I call upon the I, even call upon the I by name. Ekra, call, hayom, call all, hayom, all the day. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka, ekra, call hayom. Chaneni, be gracious, chaneni, be merciful to me, to I Adonai. But is it likely that a man would be praying, call hayom, call all hayom the day, call hayom all the day? Yes, can. For in the verse, the day, hayom, stands for this world. For in this verse, hayom, the day, ha, the yom, the day, hayom, stands for this world. That is, day, for Hagoyim, for the nations, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community, but night for Yisrael, but night for the Sar of El, for the Prince of the Almighty. And here, Midrash note, referring this section right here to the Midrash on Psalm 25, the seventh section, 25.7. Hence, here, I cry out all the day. Ekra, call hayom. Ekra, I call out. Ekra, call hayom all the day. Be gracious to me, to I, Adonai. Rejoice the soul of thy servant. For to thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Hear. Today's Psalm, the Gimel, the Gamel, the third, and the Dalet, and the fourth verses right here. Chaneni Adonai, ki aleka ekra kol hayom. Sameach nefesh abdeka, ki aleka Adonai, nafshi esa. Rejoice the soul, sameach nefesh abdeka, of thy servant. Sameach nefesh abdeka, for to thee I, ki aleka, O Lord Adonai, Adonai, Sarvin Adonai, Nafshi Esa, Nafshi, my soul, my psyche, Esa, I lift up my soul to the I. Bar Kapara said, if a man who has a servant in Beito, his house, says to him, I shall get thee a garment, he at once makes his servant rejoice. Now, if a mortal says such a thing to his servant, and it is enough, it's enough to make him rejoice, how much more should we, I and I, who are thy servants, the I servants, rejoice? For thou, the I, livest forever, forever. And here, a Midrash note connected with, and it is enough to make him rejoice. Even though the master, being mortal, may die before he can set out to purchase the garment. Here, bringing out the sense of the Midrash, and it is enough to make him rejoice. even though the master being mortal may die before he can set out to purchase the garment, how much more should we, I and I, who are thy, the eye servants, rejoice, for thou livest forever, for I ever hence. Here, it is said, be gracious to me, to I, Adonai, chaneni, Adonai. Rejoice the soul of thy servant, sameach nefesh abdeka, for to the eye, ki eleka, Adonai, do I lift up my soul, nafshi esa, for thou, the eye, Lord, art good, and ready to pardon, and plenteous in mercy. Hear today's Psalm, Mizmor, Fe, Wow, Pe, Vav, Psalm 86. Hear the fifth verse. Hear the fifth verse, the Hey verse. Ki ata Adonai, Tob, We, Salach, We, Rab, Chesed, Likol, Koreka, for thou, the I, Adonai, Adonai, art good. Ki ata Adonai, tob, and ready to pardon, with salach, and ready to pardon, and plenteous in mercy, with rab chesed, ki ata Adonai, tob, with salach, with rab chesed. Rab, Phineas, HaKohen, the priest taught, when the pans of a scale balance exactly, with the evil deeds on one side and the good deeds on the other, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, do? He snatches a writ of debt out of the evil deeds and tips the balance toward the pan of good deeds. As is said even in Micah, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Who is a God like to thee, the eye, that carries away the iniquity? Who is a God like to thee that carries away the iniquity? And here, Micah chapter 7, verse 18. Mi el kamoka, nose aon, we obir ala pesha'a, lisherita nachlato, lohe chezika la'adapo. Who is a El? Who El? Mi El? Mi El? Like to the eye, kamoka. Like to the eye, male. Ki El kamoka. Nose aona wi obir al pesha'a. That pardoneth the iniquity. That pardoneth the iniquity. No se aona wi obir al pesha, lisharita nachilato, and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage. Lisharit of the remnant nachilato, his heritage. Lo hechezika le'ada apo, he retaineth not his anger forever. For Iva, lo he chezika laada apo, not being strong or holding firmly, strongly, lo he chezik laad, going on his anger, he retaineth not his anger forever. Ki chafetza chesed, who? Because he delighteth, ki for chafetz. For delighting chafet, chesed, in mercy, in chesed, in loving kindness, ki chafeta chesed hu. Here, a midrash. Midrash note right here. The midrash note here connects this with the previous midrash to Psalm 30.4. And here. You have to bring out the sense here, the translation here, who is a El like to the eye? An almighty El, like to the eye, that carries away the iniquity. Mi El kamoka, nose aon, nose, the lifter, nose, to lift, from nasa, to lift, nose, the lifter, aon, avon, nose, modern Hebrew, avon, nose avon, Kiel Kamucha Nose Avon. So here, who is like to the eye that pardoneth, translator that pardoneth, but in the Hebraic sense, that pardoneth is also the Nose, is the lifter of Avon, of moral perversity, Aon, of iniquity, the lifter. So the sense of the one who pardoned is the one who lifts the heavy burden of iniquity, antiquity. This and the other phrases here, here, here in Micah, in Micah, are reminiscent of the 13 divine, divine attributes of he who be who he be. The 13 attributes bring out who he be, the 13 divine attributes found in Shemot, in Exodus, Exodus chapter 34, verse 6, 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 verse 6. Verse 6. Among the gods, the Elohim, there is none, no one like to the eye, O Lord. Neither are there any works like to thy works. Hear, hear, hear. Today's psalm, Mizmor Fei Wow, Mizmor Fei Vav, Mizmor Fei Wow, Psalm 86, hear, 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 the eighth verse. Among the gods there is none like to thee, O Lord, neither are there any works like to thy works. Ein kamoka ba Elohim Adonai, with ein kut ma'eseka, there is none, no one like to thee, to the eye. Ein kamoka. Ain not being kamoka, like to the eye male. Ain kamoka, 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 kamoka. Among the gods, the Elohim, va Elohim, Adonai, O Adonai, Adonai. Ain kamoka, ba Elohim, Adonai. And there are no works like thine. And there are no works with ain and not with ain. K ma'eseka. Works like thy works, and there's none like thy works. We ain k ma iseka, ain kamoka ba Elohim Adonai. We ain k ma iseka. A mortal king builds the foundations of a structure to begin with, and then its upper portion. But it is not so with Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's not so with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One. Blessed be He, Baruch. Who, with him, the upper portion of the structure in the beginning, and then the foundations. As it is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and then the earth. In the beginning, Elohim created the heavens, Hashemayim, and then the earth. Bereshith bara Elohim eta hashemayim ve'et haaretz. In the beginning, Bereshith. In the beginning, Elohim created. Bereshith bara Elohim the heavens, et hashemayim, and then the earth ve'et haaretz. A mortal, a form that he shapes cannot bring forth another form. A mortal, a form that he shapes cannot bring forth another form. But a form that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, shapes, can bring forth another form. As is said even in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 1, verse 20, that reads, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Vayomer Elohim Ayisha Ritzua Hamayim Sharetza Nefesha Chaya. And Elohim said, Vayomer Elohim, let the waters swarm with swarms of living creatures. Yisha Ritzua Hamayim Sharetza Nefesha Chaya. And man, who is a form shaped by HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, by the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Ayla One, blessed be He, can bring forth another and other form. So also heaven and earth, likewise forms shaped by HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, generate other forms. For Scripture says, even in Bereshith, in Genesis, Genesis chapter 2, verse 4, these are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth, the earthly plane, when they were created. Eile toldot ha-shamayim v'ha-retza b'hibartam. These, eile, the generations, toldot, of the heavens, ha-shamayim, and of the earth, v'ha-retza, when they were created, b'hibartam. Eile toldot ha-shamayim v'ha-retza b'hibartam. Hence, here, it is said, among the Elohim, the gods, there is none, no one, like to thee, the I, Adonai, Adonai, neither are there any works, like to thy works. Ein kamoka ba Elohim, Adonai, with ein kutma iseka, there is none like to thee among the Elohim, Adonai, O Adonai. And there are no works like thine. Ein kamoka ba Elohim Adonai. With ein kama iseka. All nations whom thou the I hast made shall come and prostrate themselves before thee, before the I. O Adonai, Adonai. Kol goyi ashera asita yabo. All nations, Gentiles, call goyim, call all goyim, all nations, call goyim, whom thou hast made, asher asita, asher that which asita, that which thou hast made, call goyim, asher asita, yavo, they shall come, yavo, ve'ishtachu, and prostrate and worship, ve'ishtachu, lifaneka, for thy face, in front of thy face, before the eye, Adonai, kol goyim asher asita, yavo, ve'ishtachu, lifaneka, Adonai. Whether they want to, or do not want to, because their proud necks will have been bent low. All nations whom thou the eye has made shall come and prostrate and worship themselves before the eye, Adonai, Adonai, whether they want to or do not want to, because their proud necks will have been bent low. And they shall glorify thy name. Hear, today's psalm here at verse 9. And they shall glorify thy name. We kabdu lishmeka. We kabdu lishmeka. And they shall glorify. We kabdu lishmeka. The I name, the Hashem. Because thou art great and doest wondrous things. Because the I be great and doest wondrous things. Hear the 10th verse. Hear, the 10th verse, Ki gadol ata, we osea niflaot, for thou, the I male, be great. Ki gadol ata, and doest wondrous things. We osea, and doest niflaot, wondrous things. Ki gadol ata, we osea niflaot. Rav Tanchum said, a mortal king, when he is praised to his face, the implication is that the governors of his provinces are praised with him. Lamaze, why? Because they help him carry his burden, and so share with him the praise he receives. But It is not so with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is not so with the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu. Blessed be He. For no one helps Him carry His burden. You can see that this is true. For Rav Hanina and Rav Yochanan taught the angels, the angels, were created on the second day, so that the nations of the earth, the nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earthly plane, the Goyei Haaretz, could not say, Mikael stood in the north, Gabriel in the south, and together with HaElohim, the true God, they stretched out the heavens, HaShemayi. And here, Midrash, no, pointing to the previous Midrash on the 24th Psalm. On Psalm 24, the fourth perek, the fourth section, 24.4. And of particular interest in certain of the season, according to the royal order, Psalm 24, because the Midrash note, just to elaborate on the Midrash note right here, concerning lest one should say that Michael stood in the north and Gabriel in the south, and together with HaElohim they stretched out the heaven. So pointing us to the Midrash on Psalm 24, here we find Rav Loyani, Julianus, Rav Loyani said, all agree that the host of heaven was not created on the first day. All agree that the host of Hashemayim, of the heavens, was not created on the first day, lest heretics might say, quote, while Mikael was stretching out Hashemayim, the heavens in the east, Gabriel was stretching out the heavens in the west. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, was stretching the middle portion, end quote. The fact is that HaKadosh Lavado Baruch Hu, the Holy One alone, made all things, made all things, even as Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24, reads, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth the heavens alone, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Meiti, here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah, chapter 44, verse 24. And here, Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 44, full of verse 24. Kohamar Yahuwah Goeleka Weyotzerka Miyabaten Anoki Yahuwah Ose Kol Note Shemayim Alevadi Rokaa Haretza Meiti. Thus saith Yahuwah Jehovah Kohamar Yahuwah Thy Redeemer Goeleka Koh Amar Yahuwah Goleka, and He that formed thee from the womb, where Yotzerka mi baten, where Yotzerka mi baten, that formed, and He that formed thee, where Yotzerka, and He that formed the eye, mi baten, from the womb, Anoki Yahuwah Osekol, I be. He who be, who he be, Anoki Yahuwah, Ose Kol, that maketh Ose Kol, all things, that maketh all. Note Shemayim Levadi, Note Shemayim Levadi, that stretched forth the heavens, Note Shemayim, Note the one who stretches Shemayim, the heavens, Levadi, alone. Rokah Haaretza Meiti, that spread abroad the earth by myself. Rokah Haaretz Meiti, by myself. Meiti, by myself, when read as Mi-iti, who is with me, can be read as a question, Mi-iti, who is with me? So here in Yeshayahu, Esaias, chapter 44, verse 24, where it reads, Kohamar Yahuwah Goeleka, where Yotzerka Mi-baten, Anoki Yahuwah Osekol, Notesh Shemayim Levadi, Roka Haaretz Me-iti, We have Meiti that spread abroad the earth. Meiti. Meiti. Meiti, Hebraically, by myself. Meiti, when read as me. Me, who, iti, with me. Who, with me. Meiti. Meiti. Is to say, quote, in the walk, in the work of creation, iration, who was partner with me? Who was partner with me? Who was partner with I? Now, the Hebraic sense of may, iti, may, also the sense of from, iti, from me, from myself, implying by myself. But when expressed as even a question, maybe expressed as me, who in Hebrew, me, iti, me, iti. Me'iti, who is with me. So here, Midrash note to Psalm 24. Psalm 24 here in connection with today's Psalm. Mizmor Fei, wow. Psalm 86. Here we have two Midrash notes, 16 and 17, in connection right here. The commentator's point here is that since the verse has already said that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim alone, the verse from Yeshayahu, Isaiah, says alone already, where it says, I be he who be, who he be, that maketh all things, that maketh all, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone. Anoki Yehovah, Ose called, Note Shemaima Levadi, 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 Levad, Levad, by myself or alone. So the commentator's point here is that since the verse has already said that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, alone, had stretched the heavens, Meiti, by myself, Meiti, at the end of the verse, might appear redundant. But that the reading, Meiti, Meiti, who is with me, Meiti, Meiti, who, Meiti, with me, makes the sense of the verse more emphatic. And it avoids the seeming redundancy, especially vis-a-vis the translation, Hebraically. So this is to say, in the walk, in the work of iration of creation, who was partner with me? Here, Midrash note 17, there were indeed sectarians who asserted that Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Elohim, created nothing but a single Melach, Melach, angel. And that this Malach, angel, did all the rest of the work of creation. The idea of this concept was to ascribe all the anthropomorphic passages, anthro-man, promorphic, anthropos, man, morphic, the man form, he who be who he be, he hears, he sees, his hand, the anthropomorphic passages in the Bible to this angel. And thus avoid the charge that the Bible, the scriptures, represents Ha'el, Ha'Elohim, in human form. Therefore, David said to HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, since thou, Levado, alone, didst create the heavens, HaShemayi, and Ha'aretz, and the earth, the earthly plain, I shall call them after thy, the I name alone. Thus, in Psalm 24, the earth is Jehovah's and the fullness thereof. The earth is Yahuwah, is Jehovah and all her fullness. La Yahuwah ha'aretz a'ua meloaha. The earth is Yahuwah, is he who be who he bees. La Yahuwah ha'aretz. And the fullness thereof, and her fullness. Ua meloaha, la Yahuwah haaretz. Ua meloaha. Teach me, O Lord, thy way. Here today, Psalm Mizmor Fei. Wow. Mizmor Pei Vav, Mizmor Fei. Wow. Psalm 86. Here at the 11th verse, where it reads, Horeini Yahuwah darkeka. Teach me, teach I, O Jehovah, Horeini Yahuwah, darkeka, thy way. Horeini Yahuwah, darkeka, Dawi, David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel HaOlamim, Master of the Universe, I am a virtual master. When thou, the eye, seest me, depart from the way, direct me back to thy, the eye way. Hence, hear, even today's psalm. Hence, teach me, O Jehovah, thy way. Horeini Yehovah, Darkeka. Rav Yitzhak, Isaac said, some maintain that he said it in the name of Rav Hanina bar Rabahu. If a man has two heifers, one willing to plow and the other unwilling to plow, and he wishes the second one to plow, what does he do? He takes the first one out of the yoke and thus forces the unwilling one to plow. Hear, a Midrash note where it reads, what does he do? He takes the first one out of the yoke. Out of the yoke. Here, Midrash note, literally, he takes the yoke from the two. He takes the yoke from the two and thus forces the unwilling one to plow. Likewise, any creature that does not consent to accept the yoke, thou, the eye, dost compel it against its will and dost and doest direct it whether it is meant to go, where it is meant to go. Only the inclination to evil, the yetzer hara, the inclination to hara, to evil, that thou dost not direct. Only the inclination to evil, that thou, the I, dost doest not direct. Therefore, teach me, teach I, O Jehovah, thy, the I way. Horeini Yehovah, darkeka. I will praise thee, the I, O Lord my God, with all my heart. Hear today's psalm, Psalm 86, here at verse 12. I will praise thee, the I. I will thank thee, praise thee. Odeka Adonai, Elohai, Bekol Levabi. Odeka, I will praise the eye. Odeka, I will thank the eye. Odeka Adonai, I will thank the eye. Adonai, Elohai, Adonai, Elohai, Hailiai, my true good, my true God. Odeka Adonai, Elohai, with all my heart. Bekol Levavi. Odeka Adonai, Elohai, Bekol Levavi. That is to say, with its good inclination, with its good inclination, Yetzer HaTov, and its evil inclination, Yetzer HaRa'a, so that there will be no wavering in me, in I, because of them. Rav Acha observed, to what can the words, in today's Psalm, the 13th verse, the B part of the verse, thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell, allude to? Rav Acha observed, to what can the words hear in today's Psalm, thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell, allude?